The Caribbean island of Barbados made history this week when it removed Queen Elizabeth as its head of state. In a ceremony that started late Monday night, Sandra Mason was sworn in as the country's first ever president, cutting the last remaining ties with the British monarchy.
Possessing a clear sense of who we are and what we are capable of achieving, in the year 2021, we now turn our vessel's bow towards the new republic. We do this so that we may seize the full substance of our sovereignty.
Anmar Goodridge Boyce is with Nation News. He joins us from the capital in Bridgetown. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure, and I guess I should say is congratulations as well. What have the first few days of the new republic been like?
Well, it's a very momentous occasion here in Barbados. As you know, centuries of British rule, sometimes marked by a bloody resistance, came to a peaceful end as Barbados emerged from what I would call the shadow of a monarchy into full sovereignty. I can say on the night covering the events, Barbadians turned out in their national colors, blue, yellow, and black. And it was really a momentous occasion and one to see and one for the history books in Barbados.
And it happened on the island's 55th anniversary of independence from the monarchy. So why now? Why after all these years?
So like you mentioned, the Republic coincided with Barbados turning 55. Obviously, in 1966 is when Barbados received its independence, making that first step towards a total freedom. There's wasn't really anything significant about this timing. The Prime Minister, Mia Amor-Montley, said in an address to the island that now is the time for Barbados to leave its colonial past behind. So that's really the concept behind Barbados moving towards republic at this moment. And, you know, it's a sense of wanting to be independent and stand on our own.
I understand, though, that there was no vote of the people for this changeover. Is that a sore point for some?
Well, some Barbadians believe that, you know, the general members of the public should have had a bigger say in it and being more involved in terms of having more public discussion. But unfortunately, that really was not the case. And it was decided by government.
Now, you've mentioned Prime Minister Mia Motley. The world is certainly getting to know her. She made an impassioned speech at the UN climate conference last month, which we followed closely. And here she is at the changeover ceremony this week celebrating one of your national heroes, the pop star Rihanna.
May you continue to shine like a diamond and bring honor to your nation by your words, by your actions, and to do credit wherever you shall go. God bless you, my dear. Thank you.
So, again, a celebratory moment, but Motley is probably now the most powerful woman on the island, the president, mostly a figurehead. Who is she, and what kind of challenges lie ahead for her and the country?
Well, Prime Minister Mia Motley, she is the first female prime minister. She went to school at Queen's College, which is one of the top schools here. She was a parliamentarian from in her early 20s, so no stranger to politics. And in 2018, she created history, really, not only becoming the first woman to be elected Prime Minister of Barbados, but her party, the Barbados Labour Party, was an unprecedented 30-0 defeat of the Democratic Labour Party, the first time in Barbados history that one political party gained all 30 of the seats here in Barbados. So she's a very dynamic speaker, and she has really handled the COVID-19 pandemic here in Barbados very strongly, she and her government. So I think Barbados at the moment is going in the right direction. Obviously, we are battling with the COVID-19 pandemic as the world.
And the economic problems that come along with it, right?
Yeah. In terms of the economic problems, though, we are now trying to kind of get our tourism sector. Obviously, we don't have a lot of natural resources, so tourist season, we depend heavily on that. So we're really hoping that this year we can have a very bumpy tourist season. And we have been seeing those record arrivals so far as well.
Well, let me ask you personally, in this moment of national pride, has your own sense of identity shifted or changed at all?
Yeah, most definitely. I remember in the lead up to the events, it was very low key because of the restrictions in terms of the protocols with the COVID-19 pandemic. we had a curfew. It's not in effect again. But what the government did on the night was to abandon the curfew for that one night where Barbadians were able to celebrate. And here in the anthem, the Queen's standard was lowered. And it was a case where the word royal as well removed from, you know, things like the Royal Barbados Police Force will now be called the Barbados Police Force. So it's a sense of us being ourselves now and not more or less dependent on Britain or seen as, you know, the kid of Britain.
Anmar Goodridge Boyce is with The Nation News in Bridgetown, Barbados. Anmar, thanks so much and good luck in the future.
It was a pleasure and thanks a lot so much.